stuck my tongue out to taste a snowflake.
"Don't let me startle you," Mr. Harvey said. Of course, in a cornfield, in the dark, I was startled. After I was dead, I thought about how there had been the light scent of cologne in the air, but that I hadn't been paying attention, or thought it was coming from one of the houses up ahead. "Mr. Harvey," I said.
"You're the older salmon girl, right?"
"Yes."
"How are your folks?"
Although the eldest in my family and good at acing a science quiz, I had never felt comfortable with adults. "Fine," I said. I was cold, but the natural authority of his age and the added fact that he was a neighbor and had talked to my father about fertilizer rooted me to the spot.
"I've built something back here," he said. "Would you like to see?"
"I'm sort of cold, Mr. Harvey," I said, "and my mom likes me home before dark."
"It's after dark, Susie," he said.
I wish now that I had known this was weird. I had never told him my name. I guess I thought my father had told him one of the embarrassing anecdotes he saw merely as loving testaments to